Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Rainer's Radio, practical training for joint heirs with Christ, with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good evening, and welcome to Rainer's Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host, and we just want to start with a recognition of New Year's Eve. We're on the cusp of what we humans consider a new year, and because it's an important event for us, it matters to God. God created time, so He has complete control over it, so it's not as big of a deal to Him, but it is to us. And Lord, we just ask You right now to give those who desire a fresh start a real sense of putting the past behind them and moving forward to a new thing. The mistakes of the past don't matter. It's what You have for us now. You are eternal, Lord, so we don't have to worry about what we're doing in time. Our past, our present, only, or our future, only our present in You matters, Lord, and we can enjoy a freedom and a release from fear of the future and regret and guilt from the past. Lord, teach us how to live in the present. Lord, we trust You that You will have us ready for what comes tomorrow. The more we become one with Your eternity. Lord, we ask for a greater hope and freedom and desire to know You, Lord, that You would continue to reveal Yourself more and more to those that are reaching out or open to You, Lord. We give You the freedom and the liberty to do that in this country, in the United States, specifically where I'm at, North Carolina, Charlotte. Lord, release Your Spirit to not only visit, but to dwell here, Lord. And for each listener, Lord, they would give You that freedom and liberty. Since we are in this geographical location, we can invite You to habitate here in our location. It's not about claiming, it's an invitation, Lord, that we have the authority because we live in a particular location. Lord, we do. We invite not only Your presence, but Your very life, that Your life and light would change hearts. Our culture, our laws, our way of being and treating one another will change as You touch people's hearts. Lord, so many are wounded and hurt and angry, and they don't even know why. We just ask that You would reveal Yourself in a new and a fresh way. And we give You encouragement and openness, and we are, however we agree with You, in whatever way You want to accomplish that in our region. Sometimes it's through good things, and sometimes it's through difficult situations, Lord. Whatever You want to do is okay with us. And Lord, for us as individuals, we just ask that You would quicken a new and specific project or focus on a day-to-day basis, Lord. We are, You've created us as soulical to need motivation. there's an element of self-motivation that you put in each one of us, a why behind why, what we are doing, not just what we're doing, but why. And Lord, I ask that you would stir that up and answer it. What is your why for this year, Lord? Why are we pursuing you and making the sacrifices necessary to know you, to deal with the pain of being healed from our wounds, to deal with the confusion and the interference that can come from doing things different, even in the Christian world? Lord, give us the why from you, not from our beliefs, not from our traditional doctrines, but Lord, why? Why? We know you're worth it, but why? What? Make it personal. Make it real, Lord. We want to be motivated to know you personally, specifically. Give us a new and fresh why. Lord, give us clear and specific direction. Lord, we want to be stable in those things that are coming. We don't want to be blown about. We don't ask you to hold back the winds except for what you can do. We don't want to go the opposite and disregard those areas where you have put us in place to intercede and intervene and learn how to exercise authority. But Lord, we also recognize that the potter uses both the right hand of blessing and the left hand of correction. And so we give you permission to do in our lives, and we acknowledge that we have already done that spiritually. We are joining you in whatever you're doing in our lives with both the right hand and the left hand, because it's all from you. Lord, we don't blame our enemies, the world system, our own flesh, or the devil himself. You've created all of those. Those are all just nothing but circumstances for you, but they are for our benefit. Help us, Lord, to make the most out of those benefits. We don't want to disregard or waste the opportunities that you've placed us in. Lord, help us to be willing to move up, to be promoted, to be more public, to take opportunities that you may not have, we may not have been comfortable, Lord, but give us courage, give us wisdom, give us the peace, Lord, that passes understanding. Lord, that even others would ask, with all that's going on, why are you so peaceful? So, Lord, we know that you have a purpose and a plan for this year, and we just ask that you give us the wisdom on a moment-by-moment basis so that we know what you have required of us, and if nothing is required, that we can sit back and mourn with those that mourn, rejoice with those that rejoice, and just be your peace and wisdom in every moment. So, Lord, we thank you for fulfilling your promises, for not only making them, but fulfilling them in our own lifetimes. And for those that need a special word from you, that are discouraged and depressed because things never seem to change, Lord, be there. Touch them. Give them the healing that they need. Breakthrough. Give them their breakthrough that your touch will change and free them from those chains that have kept them from realizing that they are already free. Give them the healing that they need in their minds especially, Lord, so that they will begin to start seeing themselves in a different way as you see them, as their spirit already is. and those who need a physical touch, Lord. Just ask right now. There's a desire for more children, Lord. I just ask that you would release that. You know the purposes and the plan you have for these families, Lord. I just ask that you give them the desires of their heart, Lord. Correct what needs to be corrected physically and just bring forth that blessing in this new year. Lord, we thank you ahead of time for what you're going to do. We thank you that you know the end from the beginning, and therefore we can have peace. We know that you are in charge of everything and that we can rejoice in what you're going to do and what you have done. Again, Lord, thank you, and we appreciate, we're grateful. We're grateful that we can know you, that we have been born at this time, that we know you, you've revealed yourself to us. For whatever reason you've revealed yourself to some and not to others, as you choose. But Lord, we appreciate that. We thank you that you have revealed yourself to us. And we thank you for the change that you brought in us. We can look back and see change and see how you've moved without us even being aware until you've finished it. And we're thankful and grateful for that, Lord. So thank you. And again, touch every listener. You know what they need better than they do, Lord. I just ask that you give them what they need. Maybe not what they want. Maybe not what they're asking for, but what they need. Thank you. So it's a new year. We are starting out on the new year, and of course everybody makes resolutions, and we go through a whole, you know, rigmarole, and this is marking, you know, a new calendar, and we put the wrong year on checks and things like that. Don't worry about any of that. Don't get distracted. This is just, today is the day's Lord. Today is the Lord's day. And every day is the Lord's day. And every day, every moment, every hour is a new beginning, is you are present with God. So if there are areas where you need a release from guilt or regret, maybe you don't think you're where you should be. Maybe you think you've missed him. Maybe you things, you know, whether one of your enemies keeps bringing something from the past or that you're fearful of in the future, and that keeps coming up into your mind. Ask the Lord if that's something you can take authority over. Or it might be he's just trying to get your attention and there's a wound there that needs to be healed. Don't just struggle through it. There's a time for struggle, but only after the Lord says, no, this is something you're going to have to push through. Our challenge here is always asking the Lord, going to the Lord first. Lord, what's going on here? He wants to speak to you. He wants to make himself known to you. He wants to reveal himself to you and have a one-on-one relationship, which brings us to our topic for the night. God approaches us. We've been talking about things we can do, how we can wait on him, learn to hear from him, cultivate a quiet lifestyle, show up for class, take the test, do the homework. The vast majority of our relationship with God is God. This is all his idea. When we look at history, it's a history of God approaching his people, finding a way to be one with us. God desires you to be full and complete and entire spirit, soul, and body, so we can have full oneness with Him. That's His desire. That's what He wants. It's not about you being in your character or behavior. It's not about you making Him look good or glorifying Him. No, He's after you. He wants you complete, spirit, soul, and body. Two thousand years ago, He took that huge step of not only bridging the gap, but filling it in. The change that was wrought through the crucifixion and resurrection was so monumental that we still have a hard time accepting our new nature. The dynamic life that is now not only available, but in us. You have already received everything you need for life and godliness on this earth, because you've received a new spirit, an eternal life spirit. Your spirit was dead. You could not commune with God. When He revealed Himself to you, it was only to your soul and the body. Now spirit talks to spirit. Even now you are fully communing with God. God Himself. Spirit to spirit. So our relationship with Him, there's no shadow of turning. It's a perfect, complete, finished relationship with Him. Our problem is our soul, and to a much lesser degree, our body. Our body kind of follows along. And what's going on in our body is often evidence of what's going on in our soul. But our soul is like, you know, those Russian nesting dolls. And every layer, you know, you take off the outer one and you take off the next one and the next one, and each one has a resemblance to the next smaller one, but they aren't the same. And then you get to the last one, and it doesn't come apart. And that's our soul. That's what God intended our soul to be. But we have created these layers that have the form of our soul and have a resemblance to our soul, but they aren't our soul. They are protective layers, and they can be anger or strength or self-wisdom, self-righteousness, our own abilities to deal with life that we have created because we did not have spirit life. But now that we do have spirit life, God is not going to let us exist with all those layers. So one by one, He removes each of those layers and exposes what's going on underneath. It's not that He's angry that we have these layers. It's that He wants us to be free for our soul that He gave us to be rejoined to our spirit, so that we can live here on this earth as a spirit who has a soul that lives in a body. So salvation is the restoration of our spirit. At the core of God's plan of these present ages that we've been living in for 2,000 years is his intent to bring you and I into an intimate relationship with him. A lot of times we think of these big, eon-lasting plans, but really what it comes down to is you and I. God loves you. God has plans for you. God wants you. And Jesus was not sent to earth to die on the cross. He died on the cross because that was the only way to the resurrection. Because it was only through the resurrection that you and I become new creatures. New spirit beings that are now able to commune with a holy God on his terms. He changed our very nature. We can now see God face to face. In your spirit, you are beholding him now face to face, spiritually. And that was the joy that was set before him, that he endured the cross. The cross was necessary in his life. He knew that, he had that explained to him. He tried to get out of it, as anybody would, but he accepted that the only way to the resurrection was through the crucifixion. He didn't come to die on the cross. Because it's not the cross that gave us new life. It's the resurrection. Before the resurrection, Moses saw God face to face. Physically. But the glory that shone on his face faded because there was nothing inside to contain that life. He was still dead in his spirit. So his soul was quickened by being in the presence of spirit and so absorbed some of that spirit, because that was his natural and our created original relationship with spirit. We are to get our life, our nourishment, our very being from the presence of God, from being with him, from being spirit. But because it's like trying to charge a dead battery. If you can charge it enough to get you home, but then if it's gone dead because there's no juice left, you're going to have to replace it. There's nothing there to hold that new life. For you and I, though, we are now spirit beings. We now are the Energizer Bunny. We now have all the energy, all the life we could possibly ever need. But our soul is so used to having to go out and get a charge on our battery every day or every hour or every Bible study and live off that. God says, no, I have a whole new battery for you. I have a whole new way of charging. It's life within you. It's eternal life within you. Now, this is something you have to experience. This is why we're always coming back to making yourself available to God. So with Moses, he came into the presence of God, and his soul responded, and can we say absorbed spirit. So when he went back down off the mountain, he continued to carry and radiate eternal life. But there was nothing within him to sustain it. So it faded away. But for you and I, we are now beholding God in our spirit. And we're able to hear and see and experience the totality of the spirit now. His desire for us is that we be one in ourselves, spirit, soul, and body, and one in him. So we can boldly come, not only before his throne, but be with him in what he's doing and get to know him. Not just about him, but embrace what he's doing. He wants to share what he's doing. Again, what's his nature? God is love. How does he show his love? What is the character of that love? It's giving. His desire is that we be able to receive. Right now, God has so much he wants to share with us, but if he started sharing with us, it could break us. It could destroy us because we're just not ready, either in our soul or our body. But he has a time for each one of us. And this is part of why I think he was saying, what's your why? Why do you want to know God? And there may be things you want him to do for you or change in you. And those are the ways he gets our attention. But recognize the reason deep down that you want to know him is because he is your home. Your soul is falling back into its original created state. In submission and subjection to your own spirit. Stripped of its attempts at trying to control its own life, its own source of life, its own way of getting its needs met. So the more we let go, as scary as it is, the more our soul falls back into God's arms. The less that's required of it, because it's receiving the life that it was intended to receive, that it was created to receive. So as we get to know him, start this year, Lord, what's my why? And be honest with him. You know, it's not about, if this relationship were better, or if I was making more money, or if my health. We've talked about there's pretty much three areas where God tries to get our attention, in health, finances, and relationships. And so you may be challenged in one of those areas, or more, or all of them. But really, go beyond that. God's trying to get your attention. So give it to him. Give him your attention. I'll bet there's a deeper need you have. And Lord, I just ask that you would quicken that need and not let it be satisfied by anything less than knowing you. So thanks for tuning in. We'll be getting back together again the same time next week. Until then, ask the Lord. Spend some time with him as we go into this new year. Lord, I want to know you, and that's my why. Thank you. Thanks for tuning in. Happy New Year. This has been Diane Thomas of Rainers Radio. Have a great year. Good night.